I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about cooking with three unusual summer herbs.
Before this week, I'd heard of chervil, lemon basil, and lemon verbena, but I had no idea how these herbs grew or what to do with them. So as I visited local farms and farmers markets over the past few weeks, I started asking growers for their tips on what to do with these seasonal herbs. Let's start with Dave DeWitt of Truro, who's growing chervil.
Chervil is an herbal plant. It's also a vegetable, and I like to take it and use it and make vinegars out of it.
Chervil is closely related to parsley, and it looks similar. It's one of the four aromatic herbs in the traditional French fines herbes mixture. The mixture is a combination of chervil, tarragon, chives, and parsley chopped fine, and usually sprinkled on soups and vegetables at the last minute. And this is how most recipes call for chervil. But Dave likes the flavor of the fine green leaves on their own.
I'll infuse a simple white vinegar, like white balsamic. I'll put a bunch of leaves in there with some vinegar and some garlic and salt. Let it sit for about 2 weeks. And then I strain it and put it back into a nice bottle. And I put a couple fresh sprigs in and a fresh garlic clove. And it's a delicious kind of licorice-y type vinaigrette. Makes a nice vinaigrette.
So what's the vegetable part?
It's just the greens. We'll use them in salad mixes and things like that.
Sever Magazine has a delicious recipe for pan-fried bluefish with a chervil and cabbage slaw that I tried the other night. The licorice flavor is really good with a more fatty fish like bluefish, and it's also great with salmon or in a cream sauce to top whitefish like cod or halibut. Marty McGowan of Pumpkin Pond Farm on Nantucket is also a big fan of using herbs with fish. His favorite is a plant called lemon basil.
I take it and put it with cod, and I take the cod and I put a mustard leaves underneath it, and I wrap it in foil, salt and pepper, and lemon basil on top, and it poaches in its own juices, and it comes out. I remove all of the herbs that put in with it, and then I sprinkle fresh chopped lemon basil on top.
Lemon basil is a cross between regular basil and African basil, which is used medicinally, and it's popular in Arabic, Indonesian, and Thai cooking. Despite its tropical roots, lemon basil grows well here, too. And as the name implies, the flavor is similar to regular basil, but with hints of lemon. Brittany Souza Kane of Bayberry Gardens in Truro says the leaf looks somewhat different.
It's not as big and broad as the sweet basil. It's more of a slender leaf.
It's also good in stir-fries, curries, and ground into a pesto. Brittany says there's another tropical herb with a lemon flavor that also grows well here.
Lemon verbena is a herb that is a bit woody. It's a tender perennial, but mostly in our zone it will not come back. You can bring it in as a house plant if you keep it in a pot. It doesn't like to have its feet very wet, so it needs to be very well drained.
A lot of people use lemon verbena in teas and other sweet foods. It has a slightly bitter or astringent flavor that brightens up nicely with sugar. A quick Google of lemon verbena recipes will pull up all kinds of sweet treats. Lemon verbena ice cream, lemon verbena simple syrup for cocktails, and even lemon verbena custard or pudding. Hillary Newell, who works with Bartlett's Farm on Nantucket, says she has friends who use lemon verbena in a cake.
They put the lemon verbena leaves on top of a pound cake, and the flavor and the oils from the lemon verbena leaves seeps down into the cake, and it gives it a lemony flavor.
That sounded so good, I had to try it. I used a recipe from David Leibowitz, where you make a pound cake and cook it with the lemon verbena leaves on top, then pull them off just before you serve it. The flavor and the smell were intoxicating. You can find a link to all of the recipes mentioned in this show on our website, and learn more about lemon verbena, lemon basil, and chervil. All three herbs should be around in garden stores and at farmers markets for the rest of the summer. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Also online is a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. If you have any ideas for stories that Elspeth should pursue, please get in touch with us via the website. That's at capeandislands.org. This show is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.